So this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
You think you know me?
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios Overtime, coming at you for the next 2 hours right here on Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, Davis Rangy, Matthew Catlin, Bryson Taylor, and Baker. Oh, man. FAU is going to the Final Four, and Tennessee is not. San Diego State is going to the Final Four, and Tennessee is not. UConn and Miami are going to the Final Four, and Tennessee is not. And apparently there is a new tier, if you listened to the show before us, of basketball teams. Apparently there's a tier above Blue Bloods. They're called Regal programs. I don't know why.
Explain.
I don't know. I never did understand it. I still don't understand it. He put like Duke, Kentucky, and all them.
Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas.
So UNC.
So you're saving Blue Bloods.
UCLA.
Blue Bloods, I guess, are Michigan and teams like that. But
no,
Michigan's not a blue blood.
No,
not
blue
more than Duke or
yeah.
Kentucky or UNC or UCLA.
Kansas, yeah. Those are the five blue bloods to me.
Sorry, I had to vacuum up some of the wool.
Nice. I mean, the five blue bloods to me are UCLA, Kansas, Duke, UNC. And who did I not name?
UCLA.
And Kentucky. Kentucky, UCLA, Kansas, Duke, UNC. Those are the five.
And then you got Louisville.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan probably is in that tier. Michigan State.
Yeah.
Sure. Villanova. Villanova with Jay Wright.
UConn.
UConn. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Oh, man. Hey, Baker, I'm going to give you your first assignment. So I want you to look up and then text to me the salaries of the coaches that are in the Final Four.
I tell you they're not as high as Rick Barnes.
I can tell you not a damn one.
Is it Dusty May making
378?
Yeah, he's making like 400K or something.
Probably combine the four and still be less than Rick.
Yep.
If it is,
I guarantee it is.
We got a problem. We got a major.
What is he making? Well, are you including his bonus that he made for making the Sweet 16?
Good old, what was it, 800,000?
600,000.
Sorry.
I'm looking at a tweet right now. Darren Revell on Twitter. Base salary of FAU coach Dusty Mays, $545,000. The base salary of Tennessee coach Rick Barnes, $5.4 million.
I'm goodness.
I've got Larinaga's too right here.
How much is Larinaga making?
$2.5
million. Okay.
I'll do the math. So
we're up to 3 million.
$3 million. And then what? And then, is it Dan? Is it Bobby or Dan Hurley?
Dan
Hurley
is at UConn.
So you get $3 million right now.
Yep.
Dan makes 2.9.
So you're right at that six.
Yeah.
And then San Diego State, that dude has been there since.
Since Moses.
No, it's a new guy.
I thought he'd been there for a while.
Brian Dutcher is his name.
What's his seller?
Wikipedia.
Signed a 6-year extension.
6-year extension worth?
7.8.
So like 1.
Wait, 1.31 per year.
So it's so they're making 7.2 million combined.
Woo!
I mean, just about. Well, I mean, you paying him what, $6 million, or are you paying him $6.6 million with the bonus?
I mean, to be fair, Brian Dutcher had not really proved anything, but now he has, so he will definitely be getting a raise.
Oh yeah,
Dusty Mays will probably take another job.
Yeah, Dusty Mays not going to be at Florida Atlantic.
He was up for Ole Miss job.
I just want you to know, Chris, this is their first wins in school history, by the way, in the tournament.
Yep. FAU.
They have
one more Final Four than we do.
Yep.
One.
Yep.
There How ridiculous is that?
There it is.
Jim Larinaga taking two different schools to the Final Four.
Yep.
Yeah, we can't even get close in 8 years with one coach.
Just get me to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. I want to talk to Fake Bob. What do you say, buddy?
Man, we need to talk about what really is going to
the big story of this week is.
What's that?
Will Roman Reigns get over 1,000 days as champion?
That is interesting because you know how the WWE is. And something that should have never been broken, of course, was the Undertaker streak. And realistically, if they never wanted it, or if they wanted it to end, they should have never started it to begin with. So I don't know what the powers that be at WWE are thinking. But, you know, it's kind of like Alabama with football being as good for as long as they have. It just gets boring. You get tired of seeing the same champion over and over and over. JBL played that card very well when he held it for almost a year because he was a hated individual in the WWE. Now, obviously, some of the stuff that they portrayed in storylines back then, they'd never do today. That was a good storyline. Roman Reigns for 1,000 days, that's a little ridiculous.
Coming boring.
Yeah.
I just think he's so close, you might as well go ahead and let him go over and then just let him lose the title, but you never know what they're going to do this weekend. It's going to be interesting to see.
Oh, is WrestleMania this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we bring Edge back and let him win Money in the Bank?
He's only back.
Well, let's let him win Money in the Bank and then have him cash it in and win it the same way he did the first time.
Yeah.
What, after the Elimination Chamber at New Year's Revolution?
Yeah, and then he and Lita can have a celebration.
Pretty much.
And then Ric Flair can come out and quote-unquote show him how it's done.
There it is.
Lord have mercy.
That was hilarious. You all have to agree, that was one of the funniest skits they ever did. That was hilarious.
But on to the basketball. Are we going to see a Final Four in our lifetime?
Not with Barnes.
Because it just seems like we're never the lucky team. I mean, Florida Atlantic went to their first ever tournament game this year, and they've already got more Final Fours than we did.
Well, I mean, people talk about
disgusting.
Like people talk about us being matched up with Cinderella's and how we get so unlucky. I would argue that you've gotten lucky. Like, you got to play Loyola Chicago instead of Miami that year in 2018. You got to play FAU instead of Purdue and Memphis, but you can't capitalize. You got to play Michigan instead of Colorado State in the second round last year. Like, you've had all the opportunities in the world, and you just squander them every time.
Like, think about, we should be, and I'm not even talking about a Final Four, I'm talking about a championship. Like, we should be playing on Monday night.
I mean, what was the other game? Oregon State, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what were they in the season?
They were
20-13.
They're way below 500. No, they won the conference tournament.
They won the conference tournament to make it there. They were like 12 and.
What am I thinking of? Yeah, they were a 12 seed.
They got 12 seed, but
yeah, they were like. They won 15 games? Nah, I think they were like 9-21 or something. They look bad.
They were not good, is our point.
Yeah, and I mean, you're playing teams that are not up to your level in any regard at all.
Yeah, it just. And then I go back and think, even if we beat Florida Atlantic, I think that Kansas State beats us because I don't see how we was going to guard Noel.
Absolutely not.
Because they were emotionally and physically tired.
No. Marquise Noel would have. Yeah.
Yeah, so Oregon State was 14-12 before the conference tournament.
That's close on one.
Yeah. Terrible.
Wow.
Yes. On my way out of here, Russell and them were talking about different sports leagues and how the tournament's a little bit.
Wait,
different.
Who was talking?
Russell. But they were just talking about how the tournament's different than other sports leagues, but it got me thinking, like, say college did it like the NBA were series. Do you, like, just going through who we played in the tournament?
Oh, this vacuum stinks.
Who do y'all think went in those series? And I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate the phone call, Fake Bob. That's an interesting one, like if they did it like series.
I think you beat Lafayette in five. I think FAU goes to six or seven.
Yeah. I heard the conversation them talk about that. They were talking about how since UT lost like this year and last year, I think one of them like doesn't watch the tournament anymore. And I cannot disagree with that more. I watched almost every single game of March Madness after Tennessee lost. I mean,
part of it's just because we didn't really like this team overall.
Yeah, I'm watching better basketball than what we did. So I mean, like UConn.
I mean, it was hard for me to watch after Grand Admiral got bounced out because I knew that we should have been in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, it's just been really like whatever. Like what Cal does, I watch every single game just because it doesn't affect me as much. Kind of like the apathy factor we mentioned the other day. You don't care anymore.
Like Michigan, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't upset after that game either. It was kind of just, it's March. I mean, you just kind of move on, and I watched every other game after that.
I'd say the one that really, I mean, I was mad after the Michigan game, but I'd say the one that really just sucked the life out of me was probably Purdue.
Yeah.
That one still, I mean, I just go back to that, and it's like that team should have won it all.
Yeah. The reason I was so mad after Purdue was because of what Barnes said about Lamonte's foul. Like, he just straight up was like, yeah, you just can't foul there. Well, one, I don't think he did foul. But two, why are we talking about
why even throw your player under the bus? And that's been a continuous problem ever since. And really before that.
Like, why don't we talk about sitting Grant at the start of overtime?
I was going to say. And you put him back in down seven. That's too late. Like, that was probably one of the dumbest decisions in the history of Tennessee basketball.
Let's get Phil in here next. What do you say, Philly?
Jake the Snake.
Philly.
How you and the boys doing?
Pretty good.
I enjoyed that vacuum cleaner. Maybe you can get some sheep crawling in the background and make it even better, you know? Well, they make excuses on that red box, don't they?
I don't get how you can still make excuses. I mean, we've been making excuses for the guy ever since 2018 when he lost to Loyola Chicago. We've been making excuses ever since. That's 5 years ago, and we've still not seen any more improvement now than what we have back then.
Well, we're just used to losing. I mean, all honesty, we choke when it's big time. Just look at the football team at South Carolina, the baseball team in Notre Dame in their own backyard, blew it. I mean, we're just choke, University of Choketeers. That's all we are.
There it is.
Oh, man. I mean, you can't.
Where's the lie?
I mean, that's the thing is, where's the lie?
Well, there ain't no lie about choking, you know.
I mean.
Can't argue the results.
And then you're overpaying for a choke. I mean, if he made two less men a year, probably feel a little, well, I wouldn't feel any better, but at least you can take it a little bit more. I mean, there's, you know.
Phil, how does it make you feel knowing that three of the Final Four coaches combined are not making – anywhere near as much as Rick Barnes?
Oh, that's just a phenomenal. I heard that and I couldn't believe it. Just, I don't even know what to say for that.
Great administration job.
Well,
was Fulmer the one that set up this contract?
Wasn't it Randy Boyd?
I mean, it was a combination of Fulmer. I mean, he had to sign off on it as well.
Well, Fulmer had nothing to do with it. Fulmer and Barnes don't like each other. And,
are we actually saying something good about Phil?
Do what?
Fulmer was going to let him walk. I think we might already give
Might have dodged a bullet.
I think Fulmer might deserve a little bit of credit for at least trying to let him walk.
But do you think Fulmer would make a good hire, though?
Oh, Lord, no. It'd be like Doug Dickey trying to hire a basketball coach. Get Buzz Peterson 2.0 in here.
Oh, God. Where do we go from here? I mean, it's evident we need a point guard and need a big guy. How hard is it to get? And he'll fool around and won't even get it. I mean, and then make excuses and won't even play BJ. I don't know what they're doing over there.
I don't either. And, you know, you look at a lot of these guys coming in. You're looking at JP, who's averaging – not averaging, but he averaged 20.2, 12 rebounds and 5 blocks a game. I mean – he's going to be something if we can utilize him the right way. Cade Phillips, power forward. And I mean, these are two big guys that can contribute. But we got to find a guard. And there's a couple of guys in the portal right now. I think there's actually one from, where's he from? California Baptist, who went to the NBA Global Academy in Australia where Vescovy did. That might be something to look at in the portal.
Is Tennessee involved with him?
I don't know. They should be.
Joe Girard from Syracuse. I know Tennessee's interested in him, but. You know, he averages like 16 this past year, shot 38% from three, 40 the year before.
He'll
but
come down here in the half.
Yeah, he'll be the next Justin Powell if he comes here.
He'll come and make those. Well,
that or he won't be able to play defense, Barnes, but you can put him on the bench that too. So.
Yeah, he's not a big defensive guy, but yeah,
Caleb Love's available. If Barnes swallow his pride and go out there and go full tilt and get Caleb Love on our roster next year. I don't care if the guy's got an attitude problem or not. He'd upgrade your guard position.
Is he a Barnes guy that you?
He's a complete 180 from Barnes, which is why he won't get him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I bet you if Bruce Pearl were here, he'd get him.
Yep.
He'd be great at all.
Old Buck Pearl. Maybe Jamie will call in because he didn't talk too much to W and Burr. I guess he got tired of the wolf line, so he kind of cut it short today. So we'll call you all and get extended airtime.
I mean, you know my rule. As long as you don't drop a drop a certain word, or
exactly,
you're all good.
I was wondering who's Bradlam from Lafollette is. He's up there from your country. It's funny how them people in the Campbell County know about basketball, and they know about good and bad coaching, too. You know what?
That's one of those deals we just kind of perfected our craft, Phil. I mean, if you're from that area, you kind of tend to know what you're talking about when it comes to sports.
Well, I thought maybe, it's just one of them traditions up there, you know?
Yeah, it's which I was fortunate to grow up around a lot of coaches, my family, so that helped a lot, but playing the game helped, and, we just love the game up there.
Weren't we in on Brandon Murray, the guy that went to Georgetown last year?
Yes.
He entered the portal yesterday.
Yeah, and he picked us Georgetown over us, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
So he entered, and Sevier Wheeler entered too. I don't want him, but just interesting.
I don't want him, but we need a point guard. Yeah. But I'll say this, Sevier Wheeler's better than the entire key.
Yeah. Old Tyree Key.
All right, I'm going to get off here, and I hope I get to hear the vacuum cleaner a few more times tonight. See you.
Can we mention the fact that, how Rick Barnes threw Lamonte Turner under the bus for that foul, but you didn't hear a single word out of the Creighton head coach about that foul that his point guard committed? Yeah. You didn't hear a word about him saying anything about his point guard.
The old school mentality, I guess.
Meanwhile, our guys are still talking about the Colorado game.
Yep.
So. Yep. The game that happened in November. Is that the second game of the year?
Third, actually, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, we played Tennessee State and the McNeese State before that.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
Oh, man. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio on the way. Here on Overtime Fan Run Radio, we're going to look at a little bit of the guys in the portal here.
I mean, it's humble. There's so many people. Like, I'm looking at one now, Damian Dunn, 4-star from Temple, and a shooting guard, someone we need. Multiple point guards.
Look up the stats for that Taron. I think his name's Taron Anderson.
Taron Anderson.
Yeah, I think he's the guy from California Baptist.
Taron Anderson. I did not expect you to talk about someone from California.
We took a shot on somebody from a small school like Indiana State.
But this guy is a 4-star coming into the portal.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean,
Anderson. Hold on.
Taran.
I just don't understand the whole.
I think that's his name.
Taron Armstrong.
That's it.
Taron Armstrong stats.
Because he's like the second highest rated transfer right now. He's above Kirk Risa and a bunch of these guys.
Sophomore, 6'6", 190 from Australia, 11.3 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, 5 assists, shot 45% from the field. Let's see. He only shot 30% from three. I'm good. Need some shooters.
Davis, how much eligibility you got left?
I'll play. Suit up. He Kyle can suit up, be your Draymond.
Yep. Actually, I'm being your Pat Bev. I'll be your Pat Bev. I'll tell LeBron.
Oh, you're for real, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell LeBron he's too small. Ain't no easy buckets in my paint. You won't have forearms if you go up on me.
Oh, you think you're Isaiah Thomas?
No, I am.
Old Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, no, I am.
He's not lying either.
Yep. I'm not lying to you. You will not make a layup.
Yeah. Plenty of guys in this portal we can go after. But it just depends if Barnes wants to go after him. And DeMar Langford.
Sounds like a Barnes guy to me.
From Boston College, 4-star shooting guard. Jalen Cohn, that we talked about during the break, point guard that final two, he was recruited by Dez Oliver. His final two are Virginia Tech and Tennessee. Went to Virginia Tech, then transferred to Northern Arizona. Now is back in the portal. Brandon Mark, Tyrone Williams from Oregon, shooting guard.
I mean,
so we got some interesting, interesting stuff here. Bryson, do you care if we share this?
Please.
This is coming from Bobby Mays.
Right off his Facebook, by the way. Not breaking news or anything.
B.J. Edwards. This is a quote. B.J. Edwards could have dominated this game on both ends. I'm speechless. What a blown opportunity to get to Elite Eight as a former Vol and point guard and to watch us struggle against their pressure defense and know B.J. could have had a major impact. I wonder what the hell is going on. Shaking my head. Good night.
Oh, see ya.
And then my hero, Brian Williams. He said, I was at the game, dot, dot. Horrible coaching. But then again, how can you coach no talent? I said this a week before they started losing. The fact that he has this team to number one with six players in the rotation shooting under 40% is insane. I think that says a lot about how bad or how down bad college basketball
I mean,
is
look, there's no top three seeds.
There's not a single 1, 2, or 3 in the final
this
four.
This is the first time ever. It's also the first time ever there's been no number one seeds in the Elite Eight.
Yep, since 1979.
Yeah. So you so we've been saying this all year that college basketball wide
Indiana
open.
State wasn't a one seed in 79?
That's just the ESPN stat
I
saw.
Yeah, I don't know, man. ESPN's probably wrong. They probably have the wrong date or whatever. I don't know.
Because Indiana State was undefeated, and Michigan State was no slouch either. And those were two championship teams. I know DePaul was good back then. Who else was good? Arkansas, I think, was one of them.
To counter Mr. Williams' point here, I would say that the no talent, well, who's that fall on?
Yeah.
Hello. Who recruits the quote-unquote talent?
Who recruits them?
I mean, can we just go down the starting five? What does Euros do good?
Cartoons.
Yep, that's all. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep. Olivier? Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah, yep.
Just do Josiah next.
Josiah John James? Yep. Yep. Viscovi?
He catches no slander.
I don't want to hear any Vescovy slander around here.
No, that guy plays.
And then Zakai, I don't want to hear Zakai slander either. I mean, he's playing 40 minutes a damn game. So
I felt bad. Like
or Meshach.
That first game where he actually played the entire game, I felt so bad for that guy. I'm like, that guy has to be dead tired. Like, that guy probably doesn't want to wake up for at least 16 hours.
I mean, and then who? I don't know who comes off of a bench, man. I forgot.
Tyreek Key, Julian Phillips.
I mean, Julian Phillips, I mean, he's a five-star, but.
Tyreek Key is like 25 years old.
I mean, yeah. I mean.
Grown man. Don't have anything.
Knoxville celebrity, by the way.
Casey's TikTok celebrity.
Yes, he is. I see his Casey commercials all the time.
Oh, and they turned off the comments now. It popped up again today. It used to have all the comments on, and then after we got a limit, they turned them off.
By the way, have you all seen Joe Milton's TikTok?
Yes.
He has a TikTok?
Oh, it's great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Let me pull this up.
I love – do not.
It's
not
muted. It's
do
muted.
Not.
It's muted.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you talking about the one with the football?
I'm talking about all of them.
Oh, yeah. They had a great one where he just held a football the whole time. And it was just hilarious.
And then at least you know those guys are doing something else with their time.
Hey. At least they're winning big games. They might have.
They have room to talk.
They have room to talk.
Yeah, they won a bowl game.
There's not going to be any slander for the football team on this show.
Except for the South Carolina game.
Jeremy Banks, all he had to do was do his push-ups.
10 push-ups and we have a natty.
Burning it down today.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, can we actually just be honest here?
Yeah.
Did any of you in this room like this team?
No.
Negative.
Okay. Just making sure.
I just don't know where the people come from. They're like, oh, this group is so likable. How? They're the most inconsistent team I've ever seen in my life. If you knew, like, what they. Never mind.
Yep. All right. I could
with, like,
Keon Johnson. I couldn't stand that.
The Keon Jaden year was just so weird overall.
Yeah,
but again, another blown opportunity. Just because it was COVID does not excuse the fact you lost in the round of 64.
You had one of the best point guards that you'd ever had last year with Kennedy Chandler.
Well,
one of the best.
Springer, Spring was not. It was a point guard coming out. Was he not? Big it's, guard. Big yeah, guard,
he was
point
big,
guard.
What was he, like 6'6"?
And so was yeah. Josiah.
Yeah, he was a point guard. Yep.
Yeah, he handled the ball a little bit, but.
Got a stat from Jordan. Three out of the four teams in the Final Four have a higher offensive efficiency rating than their defensive efficiency. The outlier is San Diego State. They have the 75th ranked offense and 4th ranked defense, but it still took San Diego State scoring 70 plus two times to advance this far.
Yep.
And in big letters, you have to be able to
score the basketball. Yep.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, what do you call it? San Diego State, I mean, they play hard-nosed defense.
They're gritty.
Yes.
They are gritty.
They're gritty. They're not flashing the offensive end, but like
they get it done.
Jordan just said that they'll score and they'll be able to get the ball in the basket when it matters. And yeah, their defense is top notch. But that being said, UConn is my favorite to win it all.
Yeah,
I don't see how that they if they fumble this like
if UConn was not playing Miami, I would feel more confident. But Miami, that's going to be a great game.
That's really your national championship.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. If they were on opposite sides, that would be the national championship game.
Turnover chain.
UConn is a 5.5 point favorite. Ooh. Seems like a lot.
See everybody throwing yous up. You get that turnover chain. I miss the turnover chain, guys.
Turnover chain.
It's cringe when you go 4-8.
Turnover chain.
At least you don't see those little baby videos anymore.
Hey.
Ah, there it is.
Little baby hater.
Oh, man.
I mean,
Jerome Tang went in the locker room. He's like, hey, guys, you know, like, y'all the best team. Y'all the best team I've seen all year.
What is he doing?
Good luck to you guys. Like, y'all are a great team, this and that. Like,
no!
Very, very classy guy. And then as soon as he leaves, they start bumping little baby, mocking him.
So I have a quick story. I don't know how it's taken me long to tell you all this, but my freshman year, I was outside of a bar on campus, or walking into a bar on campus.
Oh, I don't know. I already don't like where this is going.
And this said wide receiver, who is now transferred out, said, hey, man, do you know I can get into this party? But it was just a bar. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and I don't know what got into me. I think it was a Saturday night after a game, and I said, hey, man, y'all go 8-4, and you'll get in wherever you want.
Oh, my God.
And he said, ah, you ain't lying. And then they didn't go 8-4.
Goodness.
Milton told him they would go 12-0 before the year.
Hey, damn near right.
Yeah, 11-2. I mean, he told me. Nah.
Let's get TJ in here. 15. TJ, the Kentucky fan, is next. What do you say, TJ?
Hey, guys, you know, if it ain't going to be my team, I kind of like the Cinderella story, but I think one thing that we're not talking about, at least I haven't heard, I just started listening. If UConn wins the national championship, in my opinion, I think they're a blue blood. That would be, I think, four or five national championships in 25 years with three different coaches.
Well, if you ask somebody else, they're a regal program. I don't know what that means. Apparently, it's above a blue blood.
I think they would 100% be a true blue blood if that were to occur. I mean, you look at Kentucky, they've won 8 national championships with 5 coaches. If you look at Duke, they've won 5 titles with Coach K. UNC, I think, has won 5 with 2 coaches.
Roy's got 4 or 3, and then Dean has 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you could consider them, like you said, a bubble blue bud or a blue bud. I'm with you guys. I think Miami and UConn is the national championship. I think San Diego State and FAU is like the one step above the NIT championship if they had one.
Man, I'll be honest. I'm so sick of college basketball right now, and I hate it because I love the sport. I really
do. You know, I don't know why. Me personally, maybe it's different. I don't know why Tennessee fans feel that way, because I was just born and raised. I was raised watching March Madness. Even if Kentucky got put out, I have watched every single national championship game that there was, and I love it. If it, like I said, if it ain't going to be my team, let's get or 16 seeds in the national in the Final Four if it were up to me.
TJ, how many national championships have you experienced in your lifetime?
Three.
You know how many Elite Eights I've experienced?
Zero.
One.
You know how many Final Fours I've experienced?
Zero. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm looking around at a lot of teams that we are better than that have made it before. And not just this year. I'm talking about in years past as well. Teams that we were better than that go on. And some of them even playing the national championship game. And it doesn't matter who the coach is. We haven't been able to get over that hump. The closest we ever got was Bruce Pearl. That team, and the thing is, that wasn't even his best team. His best team was the one that got put out by Ohio State in the Sweet 16 the year that they went on to play Florida in the national championship. That was probably Bruce's best team. That's the team that went down to Memphis, beat number one when we were number two. That was probably one of the best games I've ever experienced.
Was that 08 or 09?
That was 08 or 07.
07.
7, 7, 7.
Yeah, 07. I remember that. Well, hey, on my way out, you know, being in the military, they say you're not emotional sometimes, but sometimes you are. You know, born and raised in Tennessee and being a father, I know that we all love sports and we all love rivalries, but there's three sets of parents tonight who are planning funeral arrangements for their nine-year-olds. As we sit here and talk about sports, which there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. I love it. It's a decompressor for the hard work of a Monday. But don't forget that there's more important things out there in sports. And God be with those parents tonight. Y'all have a good one, man.
Appreciate the phone call, TJ. Our thoughts and prayers go out to families affected by the shooting at a Nashville Christian school today.
It was Covenant.
Yeah, it was right by the Green Hills Mall.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Covenant Elementary School, I think, yeah.
And, I mean, there's a lot of things that we could go over there, but I don't want to go off on that tangent because we'll probably never go to break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so, keep our thoughts and prayers out to the families.
Absolutely. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio on the way. Back here on Overtime Fan Run Radio, Billy Stats has chimed in.
This should be very good.
His question: what do you normally get at Texas Roadhouse?
Oh.
Right there, that guy. Yeah. Ask that guy.
Yeah. I get the same thing every time I go.
Me too.
What do you get?
Sirloin, side of fries, and Caesar salad.
You can go, Bryce. What do you get?
I get the 12-ounce strip, medium rare with...
Yeah, it's got to be medium rare.
Yeah, loaded baked potato, but without the sour cream and fries.
All right, so if you want to start out to-go order, curbside, whatever you want to call it.
Tater cracklings!
No, you start out, you get the six extra rolls, but you got to substitute the regular butter because I don't like the cinnamon butter as much.
Oh.
And then you got to get the cheese fries appetizer.
Oh, cheese fries are great.
And then usually just either the bone-in ribeye, 12-ounce, whatever it is, 14, I forgot. And then baked potato, butter, sour cream with broccoli.
Will you show them the steak that you got from some other place?
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess. You get the Sierra chicken pasta.
No.
No tomatoes, no mushrooms.
He can't go there because there's peanuts on the floor.
It's Logan's. Logan's Roadhouse.
That place still exists?
I have to eat peanuts.
I ordered it medium.
Buddy, that thing is
raw.
That thing's still walking.
Yeah, that's raw.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's typical, raw meat.
Typical restaurant.
My favorite response to, and this is probably a jerk response. Almost said something else. When they come to the table and they're like, "Would you like some steak sauce?"
Yes.
And I give them a certain look. I say, "I better not." Mm. If you have to put sauce on a steak, it is not a good steak.
Agree.
I've had this argument a million times.
Well, point. Ask this guy, because he put steak sauce on everything.
Something wrong with it. I mean, I'm going to get it whether I'm at Ruth Chris or Texas Roadhouse or doesn't matter.
He puts on cheeseburgers, too, by the way.
Sometimes.
Cheeseburgers are a little bit different.
Sometimes.
I like Heinz 57 on my cheeseburger.
Heinz 57
is not
great.
Weird to get put sauce on your cheeseburger, Colin.
Hey, man. I mean, you put on every single steak you've ever eaten.
How's those cookies? You ever had a crumble cookie before, man?
I can actually have them.
Cap.
Okay, I'm not allergic to yeast.
Don't talk about my
don't talk about my
food habits when you're allergic to yeast and eggs. You never had a cookie in your life. Don't talk to me about
I'm not allergic to yeast or eggs.
Sure.
I was allergic to eggs, not anymore. I was never allergic to yeast. This is just a fake narrative.
It's not a fake narrative. Fake you never eaten a roll either. Every time we got to
eat,
hey, bro.
Oh, we see a man up in here, ain't we?
Yeah, okay, you want some bread, lol.
Okay, so here's my question. What is a cheeseburger? What's the top of that? Bun? Is that not bread?
You don't eat the bread
that comes out.
You
brought
ever.
Me. Oh, you know why? Because you're scavenging through it. You eat 6 rolls in a minute.
That may be true, but I also.
You scavenge them.
Cap. Fake narrative.
Billy sure. Stats, the content king.
Yeah. A lot of fake narratives going on around here.
Sure.
You've been pushing the fake yeast narrative
for
years.
Sure, yeast boy.
Okay, all I asked was what you get at Texas Roadhouse, and now we're talking about Matthew having a yeast allergy.
I don't have an yeast allergy.
He does, though.
I don't. Just so I don't indulge myself in crumble cookies or
quiet
or
yeast
bunk
boy,
because
you can't eat them. You've never had
bunk
either.
Cakes.
Yeah, okay. He made fun of I had a bunk cake last night. I brought back home from Memphis, and he said, "What is that?" Like he'd never seen it before. He can't eat it.
I just don't indulge myself to desserts. Sorry, I'm not a big dessert guy, so I don't just cram my face with bunk cakes, crumble cookies, Krispy Kreme donuts all day long.
All I ask was what you get at Texas Roadhouse.
I don't know, man.
I never seen this dude eat a donut either, by the way.
Sure.
Matthew, are we CNN right now?
I don't even know what we're doing on this show anymore, man. I don't know. Give me a filet and then a baked potato with just butter, and that's about it. That's all I need. Simple man. I don't need a Caesar salad. What are you?
I know it's a salad at Texas Road.
At least I don't ask for a refill on my salad at Texas Road.
That's a story for another time.
Yeah, you ask for a refill on a salad? Please don't ever go to another restaurant in your life.
What do you think, is Olive Garden?
The waitress was so confused. A refill? You mean on a drink? No, the salad. No, we don't do that.
You can buy another salad. There's no refill. This isn't an all-unique buffet, man. If you want to go there, there's nothing.
What a cheap ass. You pay for salad.
Where is an all-unique buffet anymore?
Shoney's?
Golden Corral?
Do they even have a Shoney's over here anymore?
Yeah. It's over there on the
Their headquarters is right down the road.
Yeah, it's on the other side.
I actually do like Shoney's, but I haven't been forever.
They got remodeling done, though. The one over there off the other side of the bridge was at South Knoxville.
Hey, Bryson, we need to take him to the one in Powell.
Oh, yeah. I almost went there Saturday.
Hey, that breakfast ain't no
joke. Yeah, we were going for breakfast. Maybe, no, it was Sunday. Sunday, yeah.
Shoney's,
yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't even think they have any.
Hey, Shoney's, write the check.
I mean, I don't know. Is there any more all-you-can-eat buffets?
Golden Corral, there's obviously a bunch of Chinese buffets.
CC's Pizza.
Yes. Hey.
The goat of all buffets.
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, where you go and get anything.
Oh, like. What, like Golden
Just said
Corral
Shoney's full.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ryan's doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say Ryan's, but...
Where is Golden Corral, man?
Well, they had one over by my house, and they took it out. I think you have to go to Pigeon Forge now to go to one.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm not driving that far.
No, I'm not wasting my gas.
So the cool thing about these buffets, and I'm glad you brought this up, Shoney's, their staple location actually used to be right next to LMU up in Harrogate. And they would do their own thing, like aside from everybody else. So they started bringing in a fresh seafood, fried, grilled, boiled, like that was their buffet. Like you just went up there, and it's like, okay, what would you like? And it was only like $8 for the buffet. I was a very frequent visitor to that. What have you found?
The closest Golden Corral is 36 minutes from here, and the first reply is about the COVID guidelines. If you go to a Golden Corral, the last thing you should be worried about is COVID guidelines. That's insane.
COVID guidelines.
But if you're worried about COVID and going to Golden Corral, I mean, you might need to rethink your absolute Karen.
Those are contradicting statements right there.
I saw several diners not wearing masks and getting their food. Frowny face.
mask.
We opted. We opted to do the takeout option.
It's
to
a
do takeout.
Who would do that?
What do you do, man? What do you go through and then just say, I'm leaving?
Overall, the food is pretty good. My only wish is that they would enforce mask wearing in the food buffet line.
Mask.
Buddy, if you're worried about COVID, the last place you need to go is the Golden Corral. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, just stick to, I don't know where you go for those.
Oh, my God. Like, if you're worried about COVID and you're eating at a restaurant, period. I mean, let's call that like it is.
Eat at home.
And this guy's complaining about the front desk person. This isn't Ruth Chris. You don't get fine dining. Just take what you can get.
Yeah, man. Just sit yourself at some point.
Hey, that chocolate and cheese fondue, though, ain't no joke.
I'm trying to think.
This guy's complaining about $18 a person for all you can eat. Just like the guy was asked to refill a salad.
I mean, CC's is the best.
Oh, it is so good.
That one's good, but let me tell you.
Is there CC's here in Knoxville?
Oh, yeah. I'll take you to it here next week.
Okay.
Actually, maybe this week. Depends on when I'm hungry.
It's by the gym, man.
But let me turn you guys on to something. Y'all like Chinese and Japanese food?
No.
Yes.
Matthew.
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah.
Okay. There's this place over off Kingston Pike I'm going to take you guys to. All you can eat. And it used to be like the buffet style like Golden Corral. But now they've turned it into, it's like you order it and they make it fresh, but you still pay the one flat rate.
I think I've been there.
Starts with an M.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they've got the sushi deal too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is that
like Chuck E. Cheese?
What's that? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we have a Chuck E. Cheese in this city?
Oh, yeah. It's right next to Puppy Zone. Don't ever.
Chuck E. Cheese?
I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese since like 8 years old.
Oh, by the way, have y'all ever seen the Chuck E. Cheese fights on YouTube?
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Like people in the Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, yeah. People in the Chuck E. Cheese like start brawling, dude.
There it is, man. Chuck E. Cheese just brings the worst out of people.
Oh, it's not that place. Chuck E. Cheese is next to that place you're talking about, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, by the way, Davis, your butter take on the rolls is perfect. Yep. More people need to get behind that.
Y'all realize who says that, right?
What,
y'all realize who you sound like? Bear.
I like the cinnamon butter. It's just not better than
the
regular butter.
Yeah, the regular butter is just,
so do you have, I was going to ask you, do you have winning the women's championship?
Right, South Carolina. Move on.
Yep.
South Carolina.
Yep, there it is. Yep, no one's going to stop them. 81 straight games.
Speaking of the other coach lost in the Sweet 16.
Almost a brawl.
Doing UFC fights, right hand in the head, left hand with the face.
Speaking of brawls, good old Memphis guy that punched the Bowling Green girl.
Yep.
Yep.
Shocker.
And then the coach stepped down.
She went to Cincinnati the next morning. She said, I'm so grateful for my time in Memphis. Next week, taking a job in Cincinnati.
There it is.
That's my favorite Matthew quote. There it is.
And there it is.
Yep, there it is, man. Now we gotta wait till what, Saturday?
I'm changing this.
That's what I'm going to title the podcast, Matthew.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is, man. I mean, it's just it just never ends. UC Santa Barbara versus UC San Diego.
Softball.
Nice. speaking of Bowling Green, right behind you.
I'm Florida. Now we've hit the dry spell, as they call it.
We have hit the dry spell. Has anyone paid attention to baseball?
We
won
3 days,
series.
4 days away from
they
opening
swept,
day.
Right.
Pretty much dominated A&M.
Yeah, I saw that. We won on like a walk-off sack fly. I saw that.
I think my favorite player's hurt.
Midnight Rider says regular butter is the only butter that is acceptable.
Great take.
Yep.
Great take.
I guess these guys do food.
So when I get the cinnamon butter like takeout or whatever in the plastic cup, like I do this weird thing like I just go finger deep and just throw that in and then take a bite of the bread.
Yo. Oh. Wait, what? You put the butter in your mouth
like
first?
I just go, like, just butter first and then eat the bread.
Did y'all know it's etiquette, apparently, to put the butter on the plate and then
apparently.
Put it on?
Yeah, news to me, right?
Yeah, news.
Well, apparently it's etiquette to, like, pull the bread apart. Like, I learned this as a pledge. So you have to pull the bread apart and then eat it. That's how you're supposed to eat it. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here like a mongrel just...
There's some people that put butter, like, they open the roll, then put the butter in it. You're doing too much. Just dip in the butter and go.
Yeah. If you like Davis, you just shove the whole roll in it and just hope for the best.
Oh, no. We were on a cruise one time, and my buddy's dad, he had had about 18 Michelobes at this point. We're at the little formal dinner they have... You know, one night when you're on the cruise, and he starts putting butter on his bread. And it gets to the point, it's like, dude, would you like some bread with your butter? Like, there was about probably 2 inches worth of butter and maybe a half inch worth of bread.
Hey, just let the man enjoy his food, man.
That's how I like it.
Yeah. Just let him enjoy it, man. I mean, it's not all you can ask for.
Do y'all like jelly on your biscuits?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Hell no.
Some apple butter.
Butter only.
Oh, man. Just.
You only eat butter on your biscuit?
Mm-hmm.
No jelly?
Nah. Popeyes, you gotta get the honey on it.
I do like some honey.
Yes.
Don't you always get the honey butter chicken biscuit?
Whataburger, yeah. Don't even start. That is the best thing on the planet. Whataburger, please sponsor. Yeah, you can't eat it because you're allergic to yeast, yeast boy.
I've eaten Whataburger with you.
Fake narrative.
Did you get him a cheeseburger the other night?
Yes.
When?
That's different. Oh, different. Bread's not bread at that point, right?
So explain how you can eat bread off a Five Guys cheeseburger.
I can eat any type of bread.
If we were to go to Texas Roadhouse tonight, which I'm not going to do, but if we go to Texas Roadhouse tonight, Alfred, here you go. Take the whole bread thing. You're not going to eat a single bite of it.
Hey, man, there's a difference between cooking bread.
Because it has yeast.
No, listen for 2 minutes. Thank you.
We don't have 2 minutes.
Well, you have 20 seconds.
We got to end the hour.
There's a difference between cooking bread that has egg in it and not egg in it. And I was allergic to eggs, so I didn't want to test it and have to use my EpiPen on me. So sorry for using safe manners and have an...
This dude one time said, yeah, it was after a game. He said, yeah, you want to go eat at Logan's? He said, nah, I can't, because the peanuts on the floor. Peanuts on the floor. Insane.
Hour number one in the books. Hour number two of overtime coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.